This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin has dissolved the parliament and appointed Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus as the head of an interim government. The decision to this effect was taken at a meeting President Shahabuddin held with the chiefs of the three services and a 13-member delegation of anti-discrimination student movement at the Presidential Palace in Dhaka yesterday. President's Press Secretary Mohammad Joinal Abedin told media persons late last night that other members of the interim government will be finalised after consultations with various political parties. Meanwhile, Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP chief and former Prime Minister Khalida Zia was released from house arrest. The 79-year-old former Prime Minister has long battled various ailments, including issues related to the kidney, lung and heart. India is in close and constant touch with its nationals in Bangladesh through its diplomatic missions amid unrest in the neighbouring country. In a Suomotu statement in both Houses of Parliament over the situation in Bangladesh yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said New Delhi is monitoring the situation with regard to the status of minorities. Dr. Jaishankar informed the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha that presently around 19,000 Indian nationals are in Bangladesh, including 9,000 students. He said the bulk of the students have already returned to India last month on the advice of the High Commission in Dhaka. External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Libya. The ministry had earlier imposed travel ban on Indian nationals travelling to Libya on 23rd May 2016. The relaxation is in response to assessment of the prevailing situation in Libya. Indian nationals in Libya have been advised to exercise caution, avoid inter-province travel by road and remain in contact with the Indian embassy in Tripoli at emergency phone number 0218-9439-92046. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has been formally nominated by the Democratic Party as its presidential candidate. Harris has become the first Indian-American to win the nomination from a major political party. After her nomination, Harris elected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her vice presidential candidate. Harris's nomination became official after a five-day round of online balloting by Democratic National Convention delegates ending Monday night. The party, in a statement, said 99% of delegates had cast their ballots for Harris. Back home, in view of the continuation of the modified interest subvention scheme by the centre, the Reserve Bank has asked banks to provide short-term crop loans and short-term loans for allied activities up to an overall limit of 3 lakh rupees to farmers at an interest rate of 7%. In a notification, the central bank said that the rate of interest subvention to lending institutions will be 1.5% for 2024-25. RBI has said that an additional interest subvention of 3% should be provided to farmers who repay loans in time. The government has appointed CS Setty as chairman of State Bank of India (SBI) for a period of 3 years. Mr. Setty, currently senior most MD of the bank, will replace incumbent chairman Dinesh Kumar Khara on August 28. 10th National Handloom Day will be celebrated in New Delhi today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will confer Sant Kabir Awards and National Handloom Awards to handloom weavers for their outstanding contribution in the handloom sector. During the event, award catalogue and coffee table book Parampara, Sustainability in Handloom Traditions of India, will be released by the Vice President. And in Paris Olympics today, Indian women's wrestling will have its biggest day when Vinesh Phogat will participate in the 50 kg freestyle final, hoping to win a historic maiden gold medal for the country. Vinesh, who made history by becoming the first woman wrestler to reach the final at the Olympics, will take on Sarah Ann Hildebrandt of the US. And that is the end of this news bulletin.